Today, the city of Nome is meeting with members of Kowarik about a $3 million funding gap for Nome's proposed Richard Foster Building. The project, slated to be finished by 2016, would be the new home for the city's museum and library, as well as a large space leased to Kowarik for a tribal museum called the Beringia Center. Estimates for construction put the project at just over $19 million, but City Councilman Matt Cully says a significant portion of that remains unfunded.
Back in January, the council was under the impression that the structure and all of the library and museum would be built under the current cost. And between now or then, that money didn't come through. And somehow, somewhere, I don't know where miscommunication came from, but all of the council is pretty much under the same impression. Now we're short money.
In January, the city council voted to move forward with construction of the building, expecting $1.3 million in funding from the Rasmussen Foundation to finish and curate the interior of the Beringia Center. The January decision committed the city to finishing the building's shell, the library and museum, but not the Beringia Center's interior. If outside funding couldn't be found, the city planned to leave the space empty. But a council meeting on June 10th, what surprised city council members was that the funding gap had grown from $1.3 million 6 months ago to $3 million. A press release yesterday by Kowarik reiterates the city and Kowarik are partners in securing funding designated for the Beringia Center and had together expected a grant for about $2 million from the state's Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. But facing strained budgets across the state, the legislature left that grant unfunded at the end of their season. That, in turn, makes it harder to pull in Rasmussen's money, since that foundation tends to fund projects that have already raised a large share of their own costs. As the city and Kowarik discuss the funding for the Richard Foster Building at their meeting today, the city council is set to discuss the issue at their meeting on Monday at 7 o'clock.